This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, Reformation of the Mind. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we would like to delve a little bit deeper into the topic of reformation of the mind. We said reformation, which is a very famous and popular trend in the society nowadays, it is not necessarily confined to our actions. It has to do with our mindset. So reformation of mind comes before we start to see the change in an individual or the society. Whatever change and reformation we bring about in ourselves for the sake of this dunya is limited in scope, and we will slowly start to lose its effectiveness. The only way to bring about a permanent and effective transformation is to base this transformation on the will of Allah and for the sake of Allah. Reformation of the mind and actions for Allah and others, you know, combined, when we kind of, you know, give them two different portions, it's a form of shirk. Allah says in the Holy Quran, chapter 18, verse number 110, whoever hopes to meet his Lord, he should do good deeds and not join anyone in the service of his Lord. You know, sometimes we do things with dual motives. This is what Quran is stopping us from. Do not join anyone in service of his Lord. Try to do it purely for Allah's sake only. You may even wonder, you know, is it even doable? Well, the answer is yes. Allah says in the Holy Quran, chapter 2, verse number 207, and among men is he who sells himself to seek the pleasure of Allah, and Allah is affectionate to his servants. We look towards Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, they're the prime example and the manifestation of this verse. Then you look at the shuhada and the martyrs of Islam. They've all managed to do it one way or the other. So this is a source of appreciation and encouragement for us to tread that path. Welcome back, dear listeners. Today we are discussing the reformation of the mind, and we said that the actions, the good actions, the reformed actions are the outcome of the reformation of the mind. Once our mind is reformed, our actions will follow. Now, when we reform ourselves, we said that the sincere obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the criteria. Without that, there is no true reformation taking place. And having partners with Allah is a form of shirk. So not making partners with Allah is difficult, but doable. At times, we think we're smart. We can hide our intentions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We forget that He is all-knowing. Dear listeners, remember, Allah sees what you do. Allah says in the Holy Quran, and the parable of those who spend their property to seek the pleasure of Allah and for the certainty of their soul is as the parable of a garden on an elevated ground upon which heavy rain falls. So it brings its fruit twofold. But if heavy rain does not fall upon it, then light rain is sufficient. And Allah sees what you do. Allah is very explicit. Every single thing that you do, Allah sees it. Let me take it to the next level. Every single thing that you think, Allah is informed about it. Every single thing that is in our hearts, Allah is the knower of it. So brothers and sisters, the true reformation calls for the reformation of mind, heart, and soul. Without associating any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this process, if done properly for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it guarantees our dunya and akhirah, this world and the hereafter. So let's, inshallah, together try to make it happen.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.